2, 3.
I'm Michael Franti, and I'm a musician and filmmaker and hotelier, and I make music and films and run the hotel for one reason, which is that I believe every single person on the planet deserves to be happy, healthy, and equal.
So for people that aren't familiar with your music, how would you describe it?
Well, my music is heart-based music, and everything that I write comes from emotions and feelings that I have about what's happening in the world and what's happening in my life. And I've been making music, putting out records now since 1987. I started off in a little punk rock band in San Francisco called Deep Names, and we toured all over the States and Europe, and it was very angry, aggressive music. And then I had a band called Disposable Heroes of Hypocrisy, and that was combining like hip hop and sort of industrial sounds again with like really aggressive political messaging. And then I started Spearhead in 1994, and things gradually started to grow and evolve in terms of my style of music and message. I eventually learned to play the acoustic guitar and went from just rapping to singing. But the main thing that changed in me was that, you know, one time I was performing in a prison, and these guys that I was playing for, I sang this song that was called Crime to Be Broken America, which is a song about the prison industrial complex. And at the end of it, these guys said to me, you know, we don't want to hear songs about how messed up the prison system is. We want to hear songs about how much we miss our girlfriend and how much we miss being on the outside. It was Thanksgiving that day. They said how much we miss our families on Thanksgiving. And we want to laugh and dance and sing and cry and forget about these four walls that are around us. And it really made me realize that music was more than just screaming into a microphone about all the things that you hated about the world or about the government, but that it could be something that could be transformative when I would express my personal experience about the full rainbow of emotions that I felt, everything from anger to fear to abandonment to pain to joy to elation to bliss to love and happiness. And so that became my goal, is to really express that full emotion.
So with that said, how do you, I guess, balance the two, especially in, you know, times like this under, you know, people that are in power right now? How do you try to balance both those out and try to be, because your music has always been very political, but how do you keep it, you know, balance, you know, between love and being positive versus, you know, the current political climate?
Well, you have to honor the truth of what's happening in the world in order to get to a truth about peace or love. And so you can't just sing songs about love all the time and think that it's going to be, everybody's going to, you know, understand what you're talking about. You have to be truthful about what is happening in the world today. And right now there's so much that's under attack from, you know, just I was reading the news this morning. It's like LGBTQ issues, the environment, healthcare, the lowering of taxes for rich people, and it's like the same thing over and over and over again, and you know, police killings, and so we have to give voice to those things, and we have to stand up for those things. And at the same time, if we don't do it with love in our hearts, then we're destined to repeat what we hate or what we've been what we don't like about what's happening. And I want to be on the side of difference makers, and I want to inspire difference makers through my music.
And do you find in this, in these, you know, current times, it's, people are more, you know, with, you know, now that when people are mad, they get active, you know, that the ball is starting to roll faster. Do you feel as a musician, like, and being a conscious musician,
yeah,
like,
definitely.
Like, okay, now I got more work to do now that, you know, now that the Trump is in.
I've come up through an activist background and living in San Francisco, there's all kinds of, you know, demonstrations and activism, but we've never seen the sustained efforts of, you know, hundreds of thousands of people entering into the streets as we have just in the, you know, 6 or 7 months since the election took place. And this isn't to put it all at the feet of Trump. It's for me to say that we have to take a look, careful look at what's happening in the world and understand what is the pain that is causing people that they would vote for Trump, and be able to address those issues and look carefully at what they are. And then also share from the other side, the other political perspective, what people are feeling. And actually what I found in traveling the States and traveling the world, in fact, the same thing is happening in the world, is that we have a lot more in common than we do dividing us. And that generally everybody would agree that they want the planet to be a clean place. And generally everybody would agree that they want jobs. So there has to be a way that we can do both. And I believe, you know, that eventually when we develop that empathy with each other, we come to this middle ground where, you know, people who maybe said, hey, we need jobs and that's super important, we need to open that coal facility, can then open their hearts to say, well, let's, you know, perhaps there's a different way of doing it. We can use sustainable energy and we can invest in renewable energy. And people on the other side can say, yeah, we can also take the time to listen to people who have lost those jobs, who are looking for work and who need training and need our support and need our investment. And so I always feel like if we take the time to listen to both sides, that there's solutions. That, but when we sit around and bully each other, we never get to the solution.
Got it. So, with your music, what do you want people to really take away from it?
Well, the main thing is when someone comes to a show, our shows are super high energy and filled with emotion. You know, it's a place to come and, you know, laugh and dance and cry and hug a stranger and walk out of there hopefully feeling a little bit taller and like whatever is coming next in your life you can face. And that's what music does for me on a daily basis. It's the thing, it's my, you know, go-to medicine when I'm feeling down or uncertain about what the way things are going in my life or in the world. I turn to music and it helps me to give voice to the emotions that are in my heart that often don't have a chance to be expressed.
Got it. I like that. Hug a stranger. That's really wonderful. Yeah. So I got to ask, what are you bringing out for this tour? The whole band?
We're going to be there with the full band.
Got it.
And start of a world tour for us. So I've been in Indonesia here performing and doing this week of yoga retreat at a yoga oasis here at Soulshine, and then we come and play the three shows in Hawaii, which is kind of the kickoff of our tour, and then we head to Japan and then back to the States and start in Southern California and make our way throughout the States and Canada for the summer. And the tour is called Love Out Loud, and that's what I believe is happening right now. I see people who are expressing their heart out in the street and who are raising their voices about the things that they see that are troubling to them. But they're also doing it with love in their hearts, because just what I said before, they don't want to contribute more to the problem. They want to contribute to the solutions.
So do you ever... I guess with that said, and trying to, you know, get people together, do you ever hope that there are a lot of people who, you know, aren't familiar with you or might not necessarily agree with you actually come to your show and just try to check it out and see if you can?
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely. And we have tons of people of all different walks of life. I mean, my music is always, all of my songs are songs that are about finding optimism and gratitude and humanity. And, you know, so wherever we are in the world and across the country, we have fans of all different ages and shapes and sizes and sexual identities and and political affiliations, you know. And but I believe that music is perhaps the one place where all those groups of people can come together and experience something that is universal. And so that's really what my aim is through music.